All right. Tonight is Saturday, April 11th, 2026. We are on the Working with Others meeting. Tonight's person to share. I'm very excited to announce Carol N. from California. It's all yours. Floor is yours, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you, Chanel, and to everyone helping tonight. My name is Carol N. As Chanel said, I'm from California, around the Bay Area. And what I want to talk about is how I sponsor. I was came back to OA in the late 80s. The first time I was in, I didn't get a sponsor and I didn't do the steps. So that, if you know, doesn't work. Back in the 80s, I came in and I said, I'll get a sponsor, I'll do the steps, and I want to recover. That was back when they had in-person meetings in our area. We had two meetings a week. I can't even imagine just going to two meetings a week now. But it was two meetings a week, and there were maybe two sponsors at the meeting, and they were sponsoring everyone because there just wasn't a lot of recovery. And my first sponsor took me through the fifth step, then she passed away. And I was like, oh, just floating all by myself, and I didn't know what to do. Some gracious people did temporarily sponsor me for a while. And then a group of us got together and we worked through the OA sponsorship book. But something was missing. I didn't know what it was. Then I went to a retreat with John Kay, and he passed out little business cards with a vision for you information on it. Once I started listening to those, I go, this is what I need. All these people have such recovery and just gave me so much hope. And so I eventually got a sponsor in a vision for you and felt recovered. And that's what I do. That's how I sponsor now. When someone asks me to sponsor them, the first thing we try to do is figure out if we can meet at the same time, because that I find if we can't meet at the same time and it just doesn't work. So I've gone through different trying to meet different times, different days a week, and it's better for me if I know this person comes on, calls me at this time. And each person I sponsor, I have a little notebook for each person I sponsor so I can keep track of where we are when we sponsor. And about 10 minutes before they're due to call, I go through it, see what I ask the person to do, and just try to catch up and get confident in what I'm going to try to convey to the person. And I've been sponsoring for 8 years. When I first started sponsoring, I was full of anxiety and fear, sort of what I feel today, trying to talk to you all. And eventually it gets easier. And now there's such a joy for me now when I sponsor. I really look forward to talking to my fellows. And what I ask them to do is to listen to some special editions of A Vision for You. Read the big book, and then we discuss things that maybe they've highlighted, and I refer them to some of the things that I think are important in the big book. I've become much more flexible, and I make changes as needed. I've recently received a sponsee who is just new to OA. I've never had a sponsee that doesn't know anything about OA. And listening to some of the people on this program gave me the idea of doing that 12 days of OA. And it gave her an overview of the OA in general. And I think it really helped her understand what we're trying to do. And then we went on to the way I regularly sponsor. Now she's on her 12th step. It's just amazing how well she's done. I've had few sponsees that call me 3 days, 6 days a week, and we just read other literature now that they've gone through the steps. And I have a couple sponsees that have gone through the steps and just check in every once in a while if they have a problem. But right now, I also have a sponsee that is just struggling so much. And I'm just trying all sorts of different things. And I never used to do that. I just stuck to my program. And if they didn't do it, I said, well, maybe you need a different voice. Now I'm trying to have a little more compassion and to just listen to them more and see what they want. And so far, it seems to be working. I try to let the sponsees know from the very beginning that their goal is to be a sponsor themselves. And if they hear something that strikes them, then they need to keep track of it, write it down so that when they sponsor, they'll be able to use the information that worked for them. Today, I go to at least two meetings a day, and I can't imagine just going to two meetings a week. And I ask my sponsees to at least do as much as they can. I try to meet the new sponsees every day, but sometimes people are working or have families, and that doesn't work for them. So we try to work out a schedule that they can work on. As for food, I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian. I don't know what they specifically need, but I just let them know, OA has those food plans to try and to see if they find something that will work for them until they can get their own nutritionist and dietitian. I don't take their food down, but I have asked this one woman that's struggling so much to weigh maybe once a week and see if she's gone up or down. And I don't need to have specific numbers because I don't think that's appropriate for me. I asked my sponsees to call other recovered sponsors in the beginning, and I give them sample questions because they never know what to say, and they're so nervous about making outreach calls. And then after they've gone through some of the steps, I ask them to start calling newcomers and try to tell them that they need to just get out of themselves and do something for someone else. I find that that helps the most. And for me, for each meeting I go to, I keep a notebook of, because every meeting has such different guidelines and what they want, how they want the tools and the host tools set up. And so that helps me remember, because my brain is getting old and I don't remember all that stuff. So I don't think I have a whole lot more, but I would like to hear your questions and try to get a lot of people to share tonight. So thank you for letting me share. Pass.
Thank you for your share, and I appreciate you. We appreciate you, Carol. I am going to go ahead and stop the recording.